Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful world of ours. Throw on some comfortable clothes, kick off the shoes, grab a nice cup of tea, and welcome to 2018 here on Inspired Living Radio. Happy New Year to all of you out there listening live. It is our first show of 2018 after a nice holiday break. We took the month of December off and just ran encore shows, and it's a time for Kim and I really to get our own soul growth and really just take a break from the radio show that we love. We're going into our third season, and we just want to thank all of our Inspired listeners all around the world. We're so happy to have you here. We like to say that you are the inspired and the inspiration here on Inspired Living Radio. And again, it's going to be a full hour dedicated to you, the inspired listeners. We're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be taking your Facebook posts. So if you want to join in the conversation, we're going to open up the phone lines after our first section of the show. The number to call is 1-202-570-7057, or you can post a question to our Facebook page. Right now, we're going to be monitoring, and that's Inspired Living Radio. You have to join. It's a closed group of inspired listeners. But just thank you so much for being here. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, here in Seattle, Washington. And if I can help you spiritually prospect the many roads of life out there for your own spiritual goal, please visit my site at marklanehart.com. You can internet search The Intuitive Prospector. You can find me at Best American Psychics or Best Psychic Directory as well. And my lovely and talented co-host in Richmond, Virginia, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First, has survived the nice holiday season and the weather there out on the East Coast. She's joining us live from the East Coast. Hi, Kim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mark, and Happy New Year to all of our inspired listeners. It is so great to be back. I tell you, I was just very excited about today, and I don't know. I'm excited about this year ahead of us. I know we're going to be talking a little bit about what this next year holds, but I'm coming into it feeling really good with a level of enthusiasm, not just for myself, but like I feel this for all of us collectively. So I hope you are too, all of you listeners out there. But as Mark said, I do have my practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in Richmond, Virginia, and also in Encino, California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. If I can do anything to help support you in the way of readings, healings, or hypnotherapy, I would love to work with you. I love the work that I do, and I love the people that I work with. You can learn more about my work and also sign up for a session at lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info. I do have just a couple of announcements, and I'm going to go into where you can find us on social media. But if you'd like to contact us through email, you can do that now at our new email address, which is inspiredlivingradio@gmail.com. We are formally introducing our new virtual assistant. Her name is April Ketchings, and she is going to be working with us to support us as we continue to grow. She's going to help us on the administration side with scheduling appointments and just any comments or questions that you might have. We're really excited to have her be a part of our team. And you can reach us, again, directly on Gmail. The other thing, too, is that I will be doing readings at the Alchemist Bookstore next Friday in Richmond at the Stony Point Fashion Center, the Alchemist Bookstore. If you'd like a reading, you can be sure to schedule one, or you may just stop in and introduce yourself. I really love meeting our inspired listeners, so drop in and say hi. Finally, I'd love for you to follow me on Facebook under Kimberly Falcon. And also on YouTube, I have my own YouTube channel now, which I know I've talked a little bit about. I'm in the growing page stages where I've got a few followers, but I'm looking to grow that. And I'm also looking to do more videos. I keep getting more inspiration on different topics to talk about. So, of course, we'll be doing that here on the show, but also I'll be taking some time and doing videos where I'll be talking through these topics that you can listen to and hopefully find helpful on my YouTube channel, which is Kimberly Falcon. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can certainly find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired For Us, and Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. So you can interact with us there, send through your questions, find out what's coming up on the show. This is a good way to keep in touch with us, and we love to see our community grow as it continues to do. As Mark said, you can call in live with your questions. We are going to be doing readings today. Oh, boy. I always get excited when we do. That's fun. I have fun doing them, Mark. Do you?
I do. I really enjoy this show.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because we get to see where everybody's calling in from all around the country and the world. So you can do that on 202-570-7057. We have a new inspired affirmation for the month of January, the first one of the new year of 2018. I think I have this right, Mark. I caught this on the video. I have been given endless talents, which I begin to utilize today. Is that correct, Mark?
That is correct, yeah. Nice.
And you know what? That's it. That's a great one because, you know, we were given these talents to share with the world, with each other. And these talents bring ourselves happiness, and these talents bring other people happiness, or we can help them with our talents. And that's what it's really about. I think especially as we talk about heading into the new year, it's not so much about just ourselves, the individual, as much as it is about the collective. So that's what I'll start off with. Mark, back to you.
Yeah, I love it. And when I saw it, I just thought it was great for our first show back in 2018. Want to give a warm welcome to April Ketchings, our new virtual assistant. And we have a new email, so we're growing, which is always fun. We've been going – this is our third season, Kim. We have well over 100 episodes here on Ohm Times Radio. So if you want to catch any of our encore shows, you can catch any of our encore shows throughout the week here on Ohm Times Radio. We also have Ohm Times Radio Archives, which has all of our past episodes. I'm not sure exactly how many episodes I know that we're over 100. That's about what I know. But we're going into our third season now. You can also catch us on iTunes and YouTube. And like Kim was saying, she's growing her YouTube library, and we are on YouTube under Inspired Living Radio. You can catch all of our episodes. You can also catch us on Twitter and Instagram under Inspired For Us. That is the number 4. And Google Plus Communities page under Inspired Living Radio. And I'm excited for this show. Going to be taking our first break here shortly, but we're going to be doing also some predictive work for 2018 and kind of what I'm seeing for the year in 2018, what Kim is seeing for the year ahead. And if you want to just call in or post your question on the Facebook page, please do so. It's a spiritual conversation. It's our way of engaging our Inspired Listening community where we, like I said, we have well over 1,100 members now. And I remember, Kim, when we started back in the day, it was just you, me, and Ohm Times Radio.
That's right. That's how it was, Mark. You got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere, and you got to keep pushing forward and just seeing this grow. But I'm excited for the show, so please give us a call. Again, that number to call in at 1-202-570-7057. We're going to be getting into the first first section of the show, we have some sponsorship that we're going to be talking about when we go to break, so I'm excited for that. And I'm excited because we're already booked out for the month of January, Kim. We're going to have some amazing guests. We're going to be talking about the Crystal Muse, all about crystals. We're going to be talking about NDEs, and if you don't know what an NDE is, that's a near-death experience. We're going to have two experts calling in live from London, England, to share their book about how NDEs can transform your life. And we're going to have a person on at the end of the January talking about cancer and surviving cancer and how to deal with cancer and her own journey, which is right before National Cancer Week, which is the first week in February. So we've got some really good shows already lined up. Looking forward to working with all of these amazing people. And you know, Kim, what I love about doing radio is learning. We've learned so much. We've had so many amazing guests. It's just amazing the amount of knowledge that has been presented over the last three seasons, or two-plus seasons now as we go into our third season.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, Mark? I mean, from topics that just range all over the board. I mean, it's not just psychic mediumship stuff, but just how to live well when you're traveling on the road with one of them. How to, mm-hmm. you know, we've had other, yeah, it's just all over the place. There's just been a broad spectrum of topics that we've covered, all coming back to really wellness and well-being and, you know, all the wonderful things that we need to be reminded of and learn new ways of to bring in these good experiences into our life. And that's what our guests have done for us. So I'm very excited about who we have coming up in the next couple of weeks. I know you and I are going to be doing more shows like this where we are the guest and the host. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we go into our first break of the year. We'll be back in two.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, our first live show for the year 2018. this show is about you. It's always about you. But we are going to be taking your calls to do free live readings, if you'd like, or if you just want to call in, introduce yourself, you've got a comment or a question for either Mark or myself, we'd love to hear from you. You can call in live at 202-570-7057. You can also submit questions on our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. I do want to make mention that this part of the show is sponsored by April, who is our new virtual assistant. And you can learn more about the work that she is doing at simplyaprilmadesimple.com. So we encourage you to do that, to check out the work that she's doing. We're happy to have her be a part of our team, and perhaps there's a way she could help support you as well. So, Mark, here we are in the beginning of the year. And how are things feeling for you as we head into 2018, as we're in 2018?
I know. We're, 10 days into January already?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling good. I felt like I'd seen a couple posts where 2016 was kind of the year of the caterpillar, and 2017 was the year of the cocoon, and this year, 2018, feels like the butterfly. It just feels like there's a lot of, some amazing things that are going to take place in 2018, and we'll be talking about that, some of the predictions I was talking about. Of course, we're going to still have our chaos in the world with, media and politics and natural disasters and terrorist acts. But we always like to focus on the positive here on Inspired Living Radio. And I think we're going to see some very inspirational breakthroughs when it comes to space travel, when it comes to digital currencies. I know there's been a lot of talk about the Bitcoin, and I was talking about that on my Metaphysical Mocha Monday show a few weeks ago. So if you want to check that out, you can catch me every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, over on the Om Times Institute page, where I do a half hour of Metaphysical Mocha Mondays. I'm going into my second season already, and just talking about the year ahead. And then after that show, I do a half hour of the what I call the Q&A after show, where I actually talk with all the people that are watching the live feed on Facebook. It's through Facebook Live, and we have a lot of fun every Monday morning. So if you want to catch me, head over to Om Times Institute, and let's do a little prospecting. But yeah, I think this year, Kim, is going to be a very inspirational year. I think we're going to see a lot of changes in the way that people communicate and the way that people behave, obviously, from what we've been seeing with the Me Too hashtags and the Time's Up hashtags and some of the movements that are taking place, especially when it comes to women. The year of the woman, feminism was the number one searched word in 2017, according to the metadata that I was tracking. So I think it's going to be the year of the woman as well.
You know, Mark, it's funny that you mentioned a couple of things. One of the things you talked about was Bitcoin, which I know you've been following Bitcoin and have had a real interest in that. And I really don't know that much about it. I hear, that word being tossed around out there. Today, funny enough, my first reading of the year, because I was out of town, I just returned today. Uh-huh. I was actually out of the country. But anyways, my first reading of the year, my client asked me about that. What do I see with Bitcoin in the stock market? And I had to laugh because I very rarely get asked those kinds of questions. Most people are coming in here talking about problems they're having with their family or their relationship or, things like that. But he was asked about those questions. So it's always interesting when you get asked different questions in a reading and you go, oh, wow, well, let's see what comes through on that. I don't know. I mean, I can give a little prediction on some of that when we go into that. But nonetheless, I do have to concur with you, Mark, about the year of the butterfly, because that's also what I'm getting to, is that it's going to be a time where it's a synthesis of, all that we've learned. And I feel like last year, first of all, let me just take a step back. I'm just feeling more and more and more and more like it's really time for humanity to get going here. We've got to move forward and get going with our levels of consciousness and how it is, you know, we're living in the world today. And the time is like, the time is now. It's not like, oh, we're working toward, no, it's like there's this big push that we've got to get moving on this. And last year, in fact, I feel like we were, each one of us were given little pearls of wisdom that maybe we would have been given before, but this has been an effort to speed things up a bit. So this year now, it's like, what are we going to do with those nuggets of wisdom? What are we going to do with that? How are we going to use that, this new level of awareness and what we've learned from the past? So this is the time for us to put that to use now, to live it, to embody it, to do something with it. And it's almost like, you know, a thesis, I guess, in graduate school, right? You do all your research and your legwork, and you've got all the information that you need. Hi there, Inspire listeners. So sorry for the technical difficulties. It looks like we were just dropped. I'm not even sure at what point I was dropped, but I'll continue talking until Mark comes on. I know he's being reconnected now, too. Really sorry about this. We do have a lot of stuff we want to get through. And also, I know that you know, there may be questions and stuff that you have for us as well. So I'll just continue talking through is that this year feels really important to me as it was presented to me, this meditation, that it's the year about pulling together all of the information that it is we have either, and I'm just being told this now, either on a conscious or subconscious level, because it does feel like subconsciously, if we're not aware of it, we were given new pieces of information or wisdom to work with in this new year to help us raise our level of consciousness. And as I'm talking, this is just coming through now. So, channeled now. So, so they are saying that we receive new pieces of information subconsciously, whether or not it is we are actively aware of this. In an effort to help raise consciousness, because it's like enough is enough. We've got to get the show on the road. We've got to be doing better than how we've been as a whole. We've been stuck in old, outdated beliefs and ways of being that just, the earth is moving in a new direction. So this is our home. This is the way we need to move as well as the earth's inhabitants. This is what we came here to do, to help support her in her own evolution as well as our own. Mark, I don't believe you're on yet, are you? Okay, so Mark is still working on getting back on with us. But it's like there's no time is not waiting around for us. And it's for this reason that many of us feel that time is moving very quickly. There's this nudge to kind of figure things out at a faster pace. It's like we can't just keep, bopping around down the yellow brick road. We've got to be evolving at this point. The energy as a result of that, even the energy here on Earth is changing, is going to continue to change. And we have to then evolve with it in order to be in alignment with our home, this place that we live. In fact, one of the things that came through today for me in meditation was that, I'm just going to reference my notes as we do this, is that with the earth ascending, as the earth ascends, just as the energy changes, our vibration changes when we ascend as individuals, that's also happening here on earth on a mass.
Hey, Kim, I'm back. I made it.
Oh, yay, Mark. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad to have you back here. I would just continue on with a thought here, and then I'll bring it back to you. But as the Earth ascends, which is what is happening now, we've heard a lot about the new Earth, and we've talked a lot about the new Earth here on Inspired Living. As the Earth ascends, the energy is going to change to match that ascension. The vibration is going to change. So the way, this is kind of interesting, too. I wasn't even expecting to get this meditation, but the way things normally happen here on Earth, the way we expect them to happen, are going to be changing too, in a way that there's going to be phenomena that takes place on a global scale that will be unexplainable by normal standards. So this is kind of the first time I've really heard this too, but it makes sense to me, but this is what came through as I was getting ready for the show. So there's going to be phenomena that take place that's going to be out of the ordinary in a way that's unexpected. The normal ways of being that as we understand them today, that will be unexplainable by normal standards. And this is all in place to expand the way people see themselves and their lives here on Earth. Because right now, everybody's very one-dimensional. We're very linear in the way we think about things, see things, understand ourselves, understand life. We're very linear. So when things begin to happen, when phenomena takes place that we can't explain by normal standards, this is going to be in place to help bring in the notion of being multidimensional, of expansion, seeing ourselves in a new way that's broader than the way we understand ourselves today. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what that noise was in the background. But anyway, so whenever you have things that are not explainable by normal standards, it gets you thinking on broader terms. And that's what's going to be happening for us. And when we start thinking more broadly, then our consciousness expands too. So I'll just leave that thought with everybody and turn it over to you, Mark. I don't know if you have anything to add to that or anything new or kind of what's...
No, I think that's a great thought. And, apologies to our Inspired listeners. We had some technical difficulties, so I'm actually calling in on my mobile phone. And we were talking about as we're moving to 2018, and I think you're right. I think from a numerology standpoint, I'm not sure where the phone lines ended and nobody could hear me, but I was talking about numerology with 2018 being the year of the two, or also known as 11. So if you take 2018 in numerology and you add it up, it adds up to the number 11, which is a master number, right? And so we like to say it's an 11-2, and the 2 is actually the energy of peacemaking. It's what we would call a universal year or the corporate peacemaker year in numerology. So looking at that from a psychic predictive standpoint, this year is exactly what you're saying, Kim, is going to be – I think we're going to see some things that are really going to maybe shake some foundations for people. One of the things I was talking about, I don't know what brings people together universally, but if it really is the universal year and year of the two, there's got to be something that's going to bring us together to really change our mindset. So we were talking earlier, and if we don't have any callers, Kim and I will just have a lovely spiritual chat. We have no problem doing that. But if you do want
to
call in, this show is dedicated to you, the Inspired Listener. And again, you can post your question. We'll answer it right now live on the air. You can call in to 1-202-570-7057. We'll do a free reading for you if you like and just kind of give you some spiritual guidance. But yeah, this year in 2018, Kim, I think that's where the butterfly concept that we were, you know, before we went down, that's what we were talking about is the year of the butterfly. It aligns to the new Earth. And we had a guest on our show twice, actually, talking about the new Earth. And of course, then it aligns with the numerology pathways of a corporate peacemaker type of year. And if you think of the two, when you hold two fingers up, that's the peace sign, right? And it's also a universal year. Yeah, so whatever is going to happen in 2018, it's going to be universal that will bring people together, not tear people apart. And that's what last year was, Kim. It was the year of the one, 2017. If you add it all across to numerology, it's a 10, which is a 1 year. And what that means is you usually tear down ways of doing things, foundations, and it's building something new and fresh. And sometimes that's hard for people. If you think about building the house, you've got to lay the foundation first, right? And that requires a lot of digging and laying of cement. And I'm saying that because I'm looking at the house right across from my studio, and they're building a brand new house. But we're going to go to our second break. if you want to call in, give us a call. We're having a spiritual conversation about 2018 and what the year ahead looks like. You're listening to Inspired Living Radio here on Ohm Times.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Ohm Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, where this hour is dedicated to you. And if you'd like to call in with any questions for us, you can do so at 202-570-7057. So before we went to break, Mark, you were talking about the foundation that's been laid, like building a new home, and but that foundation is within ourselves. So what? How are we going to build on top of that moving forward? And I think that's a great analogy because that's really the place that we're in. It's up to us what we want to do with that. And now is the time to really forge ahead, you know, forge ahead by embodying all it is that we've learned and making use of, you know, thinking differently, changing our way of being. I do want to say this too, you know, it's like it's coming down to the wire. This isn't like we're in preschool anymore, you know, in the school of life. It's not like, you know, when you're in preschool, there's a lot of patience that's given, right? Because you're still learning. And yeah. I feel like we've moved beyond that as humanity. It's like, okay, we're moving upwards and onwards now, and whoever is not going to follow the course is going to fall behind at this point because there's enough time that's been given. There's leeway and patience in order for us to do that. And, you know, and this is an example of this. This is another thing I got in meditation today as it relates to the earth. Oh, goodness. It almost brings me to tears because the harm, the destruction that we've caused, our home, this place that we live. We only have one home here on this earthly life, and we've got to take care of her. And, you know, the way humans are, we can be so destructive, so not caring, so self-absorbed, so discard anything that just, you know, isn't benefiting us in this very moment, and so wasteful. And that's really how it's been for too long now, too long. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I was getting is that our oceans have really, really been affected by the harm that we've caused our oceans. And that is, you know, that is one example of, you know, the pollution and just the complete disregard.
The plastic. Yeah.
The plastic, everything, Mark. It's like, you know, I was thinking of this the other day. You know, we see on the news where North Korea, let's say, has fired a missile, you know, and, oh, goodness, is it going to succeed or fail? Which, of course, is important. Mm-hmm. But what happens to that missile? That missile comes crashing right down into the ocean, but we don't hear about that. And where does all that toxicity go? Where does all that come? That's just one example. It's like the ocean has been our dumping grounds for so long, and there's so much life in it, and there's so much that it does for us. The way we've been so destructive has really thrown things out of balance. And what I was getting is that we've taken as if there's a never-ending availability of resources, right? So when we're acting like that, throws everything out of balance. And now it's like it's everything is going to be coming back into balance again, which means that she will only give us now in proportion to what it is we give back. That's how I was receiving it. So it's no longer going to be an imbalance where we can just take and destroy on a never-ending basis. It's like we can make those choices to do that, but it's not going to be without repercussions, because at this point, everything's got to move into a greater state of balance. And so we will feel the effect of that. We're not going to be getting from the earth, as I understand it, what we've taken for so long without having some kind of repercussion. It's going to force us to live differently because we're not going to have a choice, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with that. After spending, you know, 8 years in the U.S. Coast Guard, I have much respect for Mother Nature, for Mother Earth. Yeah. And one of the things, all great points, Kim, one of the things that we have to remember is Mother Earth is the landlord, and she can evict at any time. And we're the tenants. And we have to be, you know, stewards of, you know, being respectful to what we're doing as a society and what we're putting into our oceans, or actually taking out of our oceans now and trying to clean up our oceans. Because there's actually analysis that there might be actually more plastic debris in the ocean than fish. That's a lot of plastic if you look at it.
That just breaks my heart. Really breaks my heart.
Yeah, and people have to realize that Mother Earth is the landlord, and she can evict whatever she wants. Mother Earth will always survive. It's us as a species, you know, that is needing to become that that higher consciousness, that awareness, and that we do have one home. And I want to go back real quick when we were talking about the house analogy, as we move into the second year of the numerology cycle of a universal year. Just like when you're building a house and you lay that foundation and you get the dirty work, you still have to have patience, you still have to have trust, and you have to take your time at slowly building a house. Just like the old saying goes, you didn't build Rome in a day. Same thing, you know, applies to your spiritual journey. And one of the things that I talked about even today that would align to today's spiritual conversation that we're having here on Inspired Living Radio is your power is in your awareness of that power. And through holding that power in your consciousness, that's where you can really start to make a difference. You make a difference first with yourself, then you put that vibration out into the world, and that's where we can all come together. And I think the work we're doing, Kim, here on Inspired Living Radio is just one platform, and you and I do, we're kind of tackling it on both sides of the United States, right? You're on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. We're kind of, you know, working to bring more light into the world and bring more awareness into the world and a higher consciousness and a higher self based on the work that we do. And we just got to keep plugging along, stay positive, stay hopeful, stay peaceful, protect your peace, and not get caught up with all of the things that you see or read about or hear about in the news 24/7. And I think it can be a very powerful, life-changing year in 2018. That's one of my predictions. And I don't know if that, you know, I don't know if that's a UFO disclosure that, you know, that there's a disclosure that finally comes out that says we are not alone. How would that change things universally, right? People stop looking at themselves and have, you know, have confirmation that there is something other than ourselves. We start looking towards the sky. We start looking at bigger things, at the bigger picture. And I say that just because I've been seeing this drip, drip, drip effect of slowly things are starting to come out from, you know, front page newspapers, CNN, starting to disclose certain things about technology that's not our own and not of this planet. So I don't know if that means little green men. I don't know what that means. But wouldn't that be interesting to have a full global disclosure that we are no longer alone in this universe? And again, this universe is, you know, larger than the sands of our beach all around the planet. So it's mathematically incomprehensible. But wouldn't that change everything from science, philosophy, spirituality, religion, politics? It would paint an amazing picture. Don't know if that's going to happen, but it's just something I've been keeping a track on. And that global currency that we talked about at the opening of the show, the Bitcoin, I think it's going to continue to grow, and it's going to be part of our evolution of using more digital currencies. I do see that Bitcoin will have a little bit of a bubble effect, but through the bubble effect, things change. Just like .com. .com had a bubble effect, but think about the technology that we have now that took place from .com bubble and some of the corporations that became that came out of that from .com crash. I think Bitcoin, digital currency, cryptocurrency, that's going to be kind of that same format the way technology goes as part of my predictive 2018 trending that I've been looking at from a psychic standpoint. But it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a year of the butterfly. It's going to be a universal, peaceful, corporate, coming together, cooperation type of year.
Yeah, I like that, Mark. And, you know, I like how you, because I'm not I don't know as much about numerology as you do. But what, and remember when we had Glennis, what's her name? Glennis McCants.
Yeah, Glennis McCants, the
numerologist.
The number ladies. Yeah, the number ladies.
The number ladies. That was really interesting. In fact, I got some of her books too. I was reading up on it and, you know, do my address and. See how that fares out.
Yeah.
So it is very interesting. There's all kinds of different ways, you know, and tools that we can use to understand the world around us. But I do like how you talk about the number two. And it is about unity, the collective, not just about the individual. And I remember a couple years ago, Mark, when we did our predictions for the year, I remember I channeled some work where that's exactly what I was being told back then, is we are moving away from that, the, you know, being self-absorbed and it's all about me and I live in my own little silo and I've made it in the world if I'm driving my Mercedes. That is not what this is about. And anybody mm-hmm. who gets stuck in that consciousness is going to have a really difficult time, because we're talking about humanity as a whole, the collective, and all of us together. It's not just me. It's not just you. It's us. So while I know we have this, and I don't know if I cut out before, but I was commenting on this before, and I think I went dead. But I'm going to say it again because I feel really strongly about it. Because it's a whole
say it again.
Me Too. I will. Thank you. The whole Me Too movement and, you know, some of these other things. You know, it's not just about me as a woman, and I feel very strongly about it. It's about us. It's about men as much as it is about me. It's not just mm-hmm. about me. I'm not an advocate of groups that isolate, label, and segregate in that way. Because it's not about separation, as I understand it anyways. It is about unity. It is about the collective. It is about humanity. And that means that we have to throw those labels away. That means that we don't look at each other as gender or, you know, race or ethnicity, but rather as human beings, as a whole. So in that way, I see it very much about union as well, as opposed to segregation. And I want to say, you talked about awareness, and that is one of the things that came up for me too, is that, you know, as we talk about the collective, we have to ask ourselves, it's going to be really, really important, and this is a part of, you know, raising consciousness, is how do my choices affect everybody else? Mm-hmm. And having such a keen level of awareness that it becomes a natural way of being, that it's not an afterthought or, you know, from time to time we think about it, but it becomes so a part of who is we are, that that's how we begin to then live, is how is it that what I do affects everybody else? And seeing us in that way, seeing, you know, it's one thing to hear, oh, we're all connected. That sounds really nice that we hear about it, but we have to live it. And in order to do that, really understand it, it comes down to having that level of awareness. How is it that what I do affects the people around me? So just having that kind of awareness, asking ourselves those kinds of questions, you know, to get us to that next level of consciousness, because it's like we got to move forward at this point. You know, it's, we can't just lag behind. It's not acceptable anymore. We can't just keep repeating and learning the same lessons over and over again.
It's that ripple effect that you're talking about, that vibration. What you put out, you get back. You know, Nikola Tesla, one of my favorite quotes, I tell it all the time, when he says, when you want to start unlocking the secrets of the universe, you have to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, and it is that ripple effect. But I also, one important note for what you said earlier is you meditated, is that you went in and you listened versus not meditating. So I would recommend for all of our inspired listeners listening to this show or any of our other shows, we talk about the power of meditation all the time. If you want to find the answers for your own journey, the answers lie within, not the external world. The external world is not going to deliver your answers. Life is not going to give you what you want. You have to go within and then go out and get what you want, but do it in a way where you're kind and caring and compassionate. And that ripple effect that Kim is talking about, 100% believe in the power of meditation.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I mean, when you connect into yourself and to all that is, you will start to see the world differently. But as we've got like 2 minutes left of the show, and I just would like to add to that with this final thought for me is this year, as we go into the year, continue through the year, live out through the year, keep your focus on you. Keep that on you. Focusing on how you can live from the highest aspect of you, being and living from the highest aspect of you. And if you do that and you keep redirecting your focus and attention back to yourself, if someone or something upsets you, redirect your attention and focus back to you. Perhaps you might ask yourself questions about, God, is the what is it that I need to address within myself as it relates to this person or this situation? But you're always a part of that equation. And as long as you keep your attention focused on you, you'll get to where it is you need to go with much greater ease and happiness. I just want to say thank you so much. It was so great to be here for our first show of 2018. And I'll see you next week. Back to you, Mark.
Yeah, and I would just say self-love for 2018 and protect your peace. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on Inspired Living Radio. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.
Namaste.